Welcome to Meet the Professors, Lung Cancer Edition. This is a medical oncologist, Dr. Neil Love. We gathered three general community-based oncologists, Dr. Estela Marie Rodriguez from Miami Beach, Florida, Dr. Yanjun Ma from Nashville, Tennessee, and Dr. Joseph Martins from Tyler, Texas, to present cases from their practice to our faculty members, Drs. Corey Langer and Ram Govindan. To begin, Dr. Rodriguez presented a patient from her practice.
So this is a 72-year-old Israeli woman who came with her son, and she had had a very complicated admission to an outside hospital where she presented with shortness of breath and chest pain, where she actually had a non-ST elevation MI, pulmonary embolism from a new diagnosis of lung cancer. So she was diagnosed there with a very large central mass and also a pancreatic mass.
What was her clinical situation or health status before?
She was a very strong, active woman who was still working, taking care of children for some family members. But in that admission, she was very sick. For some reason, at that point, the pancreatic mass was considered to be unrelated, and they went forward and did some resection of this lung mass that came back as an adenoid squamous carcinoma. And it was KRAS positive. We got information later from mutation. She was EGFR outgrowth wild type, had a MET amplification. And when I met her, we got information for her PD-L1 status, and her expression was very high, 95%.
I want to pick up on a couple of the points in terms of her clinical presentation. I was curious, you said it was an adenosquamous. Where was the specimen from? And because I know this is something I've heard Corey talk about, maybe he can comment on, but where was the specimen from?
So it was, they did a surgical resection.
So they actually removed it?
They removed it. And then in their report, it said adenosquamous, so it had characteristics of both. It was a T4 lesion, and there were lymph nodes removed at the time of that surgery that were not involved.
So what was this, your clinical staging of her, her post-op?
So when I met her, which was about a month after that admission, I was puzzled by this pancreatic lesion, and I did a PET scan, and this pancreatic lesion was avid. And then I obtained all the information about the mutation status and this very high PD-L1 expression. So it was very convenient that she had this high expression because her son did not believe in chemotherapy, and she did not believe in chemotherapy, but they knew about pembrolizumab. And once we had this information, they had researched this extensively.
But you obviously concluded this was a metastasis in the pancreas?
Yes.
Was
yes.
It biopsy?
No, it was very PET avid. It was very highly avid, so we didn't biopsy it.
So maybe you can just comment a little bit about this clinical presentation, Corey, the adenosquamous and the pancreatic met.
So I think if I had seen the patient de novo, and I'm sure you would have felt similarly, I would have gone after the pancreatic mass,
mm-hmm.
A, to establish diagnosis, and B, to establish stage. But you were presented with someone who had already undergone a resection, probably still recovering from the resection, so it gets a little bit dicey. I possibly would have considered still biopsying the pancreas to make sure it's not pancreas cancer or that you're dealing with two separate malignancies. That being said, with the 95% expression of PD-L1, absolutely agree. I'd treat this person with single agent, at least ostensibly single agent, pembrolizumab. Since you got it on compassionate plea, I assume this case took place more than a year ago because the approval was October 2016.
So we're going to talk about it also within the, obviously these cases have been treated over the last couple of years or more. We're going to talk about how you would manage them today. But just getting back to the basics of the case, Govindan, how often do you see pancreatic mets in non-small cell lung cancer? Are they ever symptomatic?
You can have lymph nodes in the pancreatic region, so they can be metastatic. And as you know, the lymph node metastasis in the abdomen or peritoneal involvement or the abdominal involvement beyond the adrenal and liver happens more often with adenocarcinoma. And by the way, adenosquamous is a variant of adenocarcinoma. It's not like there are two cancers colliding with each other. It's just a variation of adenocarcinoma. So it won't be surprising to find that this is a metastatic process, perhaps involving a lymph node and growing in the vicinity of pancreas. I agree with Corey that biopsy of this would be appropriate. Given the fact that it's PET avid, it's highly unlikely it's a benign mucinous neoplasm. And the question is, nothing prevents it from getting an independent primary pancreatic malignancy, and that would look a little bit different under microscope. I presume that this patient was a smoker.
Yeah, it was a heavy smoker. Yeah.
And that she had a malignant pleural effusion?
No, she did not have a malignant pleural effusion.
But she had a T4 lesion.
Yeah, I think because of the involvement at the time of surgery. So it was the size and kind of, I wasn't obviously involved in the case right at that point, but it was a very central lesion that had, even when I met her, I was just so puzzled that they went forward with surgery.